spineless mouthpiece for special interests and lobbyists, or a spineless mouthpiece for special interests and lobbyists. I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
It's Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We got a Valentine's Day special for you.
You're talking about $99, of course, white, yellow, rose gold. We're talking about gold hoop earrings.
She can dress them up. She can dress them down. You can't miss this deal.
No guy can miss with this. This is great. You get these hoops. Can't go wrong. Hoops are so pretty. Yes, come see us. We're in the Pep Tree Shop. Throw up on every day to Valentine's Day.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We're headed to a freeze tonight or a little bit below freezing, but the overnight low temperature right around 30, mostly clear skies. The winds die down. Then for tomorrow, nice recovery after that cold start with a high temperature up to about 61, a dry day. And then mid-60s look good for Sunday with maybe some spotty showers somewhere in the area Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. A little bit better chance of scattered showers on Monday. Monday, we're in the low 70s. I think we'll be in the mid-70s by Tuesday with more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, friends, we're going to bypass the usual open for the show this afternoon because we're all grieving here. If you didn't see it on Facebook, Rich Thomas had to, on this Valentine's Day, make the ultimate gesture of love as Bailey had to be put down. I was talking to the boss. We've all been through it. It's one of the worst things that we go through as people is when we have to be unselfish enough to let our beloved pets not suffer. I've been through it a bunch of times. And I think I love Rich Thomas. He is a friend like no other. But his focus right now, I'm so proud of him, because your natural reaction when you lose something you love is to be angry. To have those conversations with God where you say, why? Why do dogs live a little less or a little more, whatever it is, 10 years? Why can't we have them longer? But he's not looking at it that way. You may recall when I drove back from Florida at Christmas time, my first stop was Rich's house. And on that day, which was December 28th, I didn't think Bailey would make it to January 1st. But she had extraordinary veterinary care. And this was not a prolonging, you know, making an animal hobble through its final days in any sense. He got the gift, and this is what his focus is. It could have ended much sooner, but he's focused on 45, 46, 7 days, whatever it is, almost 7 weeks, where she was really the Bailey we've all known and loved, doing her airborne spins for chicken in the morning. And, you know, she didn't have a speaking role in the show per se, but it was very hard to get too frustrated or too upset with anything going on. And it happens in live radio when she was here, because how could you not smile? I'm missing, you know, when she was always searching for that next tidbit, and sometimes sitting at this board, I would see that beautiful face. That's the other thing, you know. They package the spirits of these precious creatures in the most beautiful. I mean, Bailey was a work of art. And I would love to see those amazing eyes looking up at me, hoping that I had an extra piece of chicken. It's gonna be a healing process for sure. So I just want to take a couple of moments. Rich has been so grateful for the unbelievable support, love, prayers since this all began back in late December. It's still a shock. You know what it is. Grateful for those extra 7 weeks, but it occurred to me today that time goes by like the numbers on a gas pump. So maybe the lesson today, maybe the message today, is to slow it down. Slow it down. People you love, your pets, whatever, take a moment away from the chaos and suck it down. I know that the folks that listen to this station are people of great heart and compassion, so I'm not trying to preach to the choir here or teach you something most of you don't practice on a daily basis. I just wanted to have a couple of minutes to share how we're feeling, and that it's going to be tough in the days ahead. So please keep Rich Thomas in your thoughts so that he heals. He did everything right. I told him this in the car. I said, one thing you can't do is second guess any decision you've made along this process. You did everything right. And you can take comfort in that, but still, it's going to take some time. Thank you for giving me this little space here to say what I wanted to say, and we'll get started with Happy Hour here in a few minutes.
And on the ninth day, God looked down on his wide-eyed children and said, they need a companion. So God made a dog. God said, I need somebody willing to wake up, give kisses, pee on a tree, sleep all day, wake up again, give more kisses, then stay up until midnight, basking in the glow of a television set. So God made a dog. God said, I need somebody willing to sit, then stay, then roll over. Then with no ego or complaint, dress in hats they don't need and costumes they don't understand. I need somebody who can break wind without a first care or second thought. Who can chase tails, sniff crotches, fetch sticks, and lift spirits with a lick. Somebody who no matter what you didn't do or couldn't take or didn't win or couldn't make, will love you without judgment just the same, so God made a dog. God said, I need somebody strong enough to pull sleds and find bombs, yet gentle enough to love babies and lead the blind. Somebody who will spend all day on a couch with a resting head and supportive eyes to lift the spirits of a broken heart. So God made a dog. It had to be somebody who'd remain patient and loyal, even through loneliness. Somebody to care, cuddle, snuggle and nuzzle, and cheer and charm, and snore and slobber, and eat the trash and chase the squirrels. Somebody who would bring a family together with the selflessness of an open heart. Somebody who would bark, and then pant, and then reply with rapid wag of tail when their best friend says, let's go for a ride in the car. So God made a dog.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
It's time for the 2020 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association, February 21st through the 23rd at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project and see Sean O'Neill, Fox TV's MasterChef winner. For more information and money-saving coupons, log on to gmhba.org or call the GMHBA office at 334-277-7766.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
The new best friend moment. The, is it my turn to get up moment?
Thanks, Dad.
The, they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello again, it's Bernie. Do you realize that people spend on an average of $250 every Valentine's Day? I'm trying to make a point about how people can't afford things nowadays. So I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't go out spending money on one-time use, sappy cards, cheaply made chocolates, flowers that will die, and dinners that, frankly, are not too good. Too salty. And stop buying things for your dog and cat. No wonder you don't have any money. Go ask your dog what day it is today. I can assure you he won't know it's Valentine's Day. No gift. Thank you.
I'll tell you one thing about days like this is you really don't give a crap about Bernie or these other lunatics that are trying to take over and destroy the country. I'm just not ready to get upset about them today. Welcome, Rosie. Seth Spotlow, was Eddie coming in?
Yes, yeah. He's supposed to be here. I'll find out.
It's okay. It's Eddie. He's on duty like 24/7.
Yeah, he took me to lunch, and he was constantly.
Just occurred to me, Eddie Bader is a real estate first responder.
He really is. He's on point all the time.
If it were legal, Eddie Bader would have Mars lights on his car. That's just how he is. So I'm not really inclined to get real political today. I'm disgusted with the impossibly slow evolution of justice as it regards the Mueller's clappers. I read a story today that Brennan's getting some special attention from this guy Durham. We're waiting. We've been waiting for years. They tried to undo an election. You know, I think that's called sedition. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an expert, but I think that's called sedition. When you use the power of your office and the influence of your office to undo a duly elected president or any other official, that's sedition. So we're just waiting. We're waiting to see some perp walks, especially Picklepuss Brennan, avowed communist, and knows better than everybody, right? Pie Face Comey, Baby Huey Clapper, all of them. I'm just dying. That would bring me a great deal of soothing to see some justice. Our friend David Blackman kind of speculated today that maybe this thing with Barr and Trump is deliberate. The president, going off Barr saying, stop tweeting, you're making my job difficult, in order to create some distance between the two so that the media wouldn't have an excuse to assume that Barr's got nothing better to do but take orders from Trump, even though Trump is Barr's boss. He actually is the boss of the entire DOJ. You never know it from the way he's been treated by them since he took office, but I believe that's kind of how it works. This process over years of these government bureaucrats actually running the country has got to come to an end. And there's only one way to do it. Term limits. None of this you've got a job forever crap. That's got to change. Otherwise, we're going to be going through this every so often. Anyway, welcome, Eddie Bader.
Hey, good looking.
You do look good today, man.
You got a little...
Oh, please. Today has been a day from... Well, I never want to relive.
Well, Greg, you got a little extra button hanging out. Is that on my account that you kind of showing a little more chest than normal?
Ooh, I didn't even notice that. I mean,
kind of looking good from over here, I'm just saying.
Yeah, this is my Valentine's gift to Rosie.
I was going
to
say, after all, it is Valentine's Day.
Well, I took out my Valentine's date to lunch today. The wonderful Seth Spotlow.
Yeah, I was going to say, Seth told us you took him to lunch, so hello.
The AC was off. That's why the button's open. It's hot.
Okay.
It's warm up here in the attic.
Okay. It does. Well, a sunny day like today, you bet.
It's Papa John on the phone.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
You know.
Yeah, I know. You know, and I had somebody tell me one time, if you take a dog and spell it backwards, it's God, and pets are a mirror image of God. You know, unconditional love, always forgiveness, all those the good things that you look for from our Lord and Savior. Kind of here on earth is a reminder all the time that we need to be the same way. If we had everybody was as good as our dogs temperamentally, we would have very few problems.
They set an example.
Yeah, right, exactly. I wanted to say something, and this is kind of weird, but I was listening to a Bloomberg ad this morning, and he claimed responsibility for bringing New York back after 9-1-1.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Have you heard that?
I heard it this morning.
Absolutely, Rudy Giuliani brought New York back.
100%.
Right, and I thought it really weird. Here's a guy who, you know, 20 years later is claiming the responsibility for bringing New York back after they one of the biggest disasters that's ever faced this country.
Giuliani and Trump brought New York back.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was totally disingenuous. It disgusts me to.
He's a little turd. Don't get me pissed off. He's a little turd. Talking little turd.
Okay, buddy. Just thought I'd throw that in.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
And East.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to give these guys like Bloomberg the satisfaction today. Greg, wouldn't it be great if we all just loved each other the way our dogs and our pets do love us?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, look, I feel your pain through the radio. He's been on my mind all day today, and it's just been a drag. I've had to bury a couple of people and to cancer. Oh,
this year overall has been unreal. It's been crazy. Sick, friends passing away.
Well, here's what I want to challenge us to do. And I don't know. I don't want to impose on you, but if we could put up a picture of our Bailey and just have all of the listeners post a picture with little or no comment of their pet. And, I would just love to just twist it in the eye of these politicians that think we're a bunch of sourpuss. We got some great animals that love us and that we've loved. That's just kind of my challenge right there. I'm going to lay that down and leave it. I'm on board. As soon as I get to the house, I'm going to take a picture of my little guys, and we're going to go from there.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Take care.
It is 3:25. Not that we're a sports talk station here.
Sports?
Sports, yeah. I'm not going to play the Gillette Cavalcade thing. I just want to get to 6.
We broke the rules, and you can phrase that any way you want. Apologizing because we broke the rules.
It's time for me to say I'm sorry.
I want to say again how sorry our team is for what happened.
I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans.
What a bunch of crap.
I'm really sorry.
Sorry!
This will never happen again on my watch.
To bring back a championship to Houston in 2020.
Just why don't you give the MVP to Aaron Judge, you little cheat?
2020 and focus on winning.
Moving forward,
what was that
to the 2020
shirt?
Season?
It's hard to determine how it impacted the game, if it impacted the game, and that's where we're going to leave it.
Kidding
me.
Oh, it impacted the game.
Yes,
oh,
it did. Yeah.
Feels like they're hitting everything I throw.
Yeah, and little Jose Altuve, who wins the American, the game 6 for the Astros, hits a home run, and as he's crossing home plate, he's clutching at the top of his jersey, pointing into it, and waving off his teammates. Don't tear the shirt off my back, because we don't want anybody to see the wires I got hooked up to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're denying that happened. Hope somebody doesn't step up and say otherwise, because if that happens, those guys need to be out of the game, period. Sickening. I really don't know what I want to do this afternoon. I was going to have some fun with love songs. Let people, you know.
I enjoyed the love song you put out this morning with the babies. John Waite.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great tune, dude.
Every time I think of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if I've got some audio. Well, we're talking to William B.
William B.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, I'm kind of in a tough spot. Anyway, I won't take much time. I just wanted to tell you how sorry I am to hear about Bailey and relay it to Rich that I'm really sorry to hear that. I know that's tough. That's tough, man. You know, I know it was it wasn't a sudden thing, and I know, like I said before, you can be prepared for something. You know it's coming. You can be prepared. But that's not the same thing as being ready. You're not ready.
No, when I walked in the studio this afternoon,
I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say.
Appreciate the call, William. Thank you. 327. Like I said, I am just reeling at the moment, so I really don't know where I want to go with the show today, to be honest with you. I'd like to do something fairly light.
Okay.
I like the bit you played this morning about Valentine's Day, expectation versus reality.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
I hope Susanna's listening because
I
expectation
laughed out
versus
loud
reality is going to be
for several minutes.
It's going to be kind of tough tonight.
Yeah, well, wait. Well, if you're smart, you can.
Oh, don't think I'm not, honey.
Okay.
Got Reese's cups, baby.
This is what Rosie's referring to.
Time for Valentine's Day expectation versus reality. Here's what you expect.
You have bewitched me, body and soul, and I love, and love, and love you. I never wish to be parted from you from this day on.
And here's the Valentine's Day reality.
One chicken burrito bowl with extra cheese and sour cream. Zephyr here for takeout.
And that was Valentine's Day expectation versus reality.
Barbara.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry to hear about Bailey, too. My goodness. We get too close to our animals. We get too close. Anyway, I would like to hear the Scotsman bit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Well,
I hate it.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, then don't play it, because I don't want you to play anything or do anything that
I'm not
you
here
like
to amuse that. Myself, Barbara. I'm just
okay.
Telling you. I'm just being honest. I don't like
it. Hey, I'm with you. Whatever you want to play, then.
No, I'm going to rise above my own personal prejudices.
You're a great guy. Thank you.
I appreciate it. That's very
appreciate
kind.
The show, you guys. Have a great Valentine's Day, and I hope you have a good weekend.
All right, here's my Valentine to you.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left a bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleeping Scotsman so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. Ring ding diddle little laddie o, ring da diddly aye o. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there behold for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, we must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift, they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow around the the bonny star, the Scots kilted lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle adio, ring da diddle io. Around the bonny star, the Scots kilted lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Ring ding diddle diddle adio, ring da diddle io. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
Before that, goodbye.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have an accident on the East Boulevard in front of Reinhardt Toyota. This is going to be just down from I-85. Use caution there. That's a minor accident. Should be cleaned up pretty quickly. Got a new accident, Redland Road and 231. Pretty bad crash right there. We're seeing traffic backed up across the River Bridge headed to Wetumpka. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We've got slowdowns on I-85 southbound through Mount Meigs. We've got slowdowns on I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery at the interchange. The boulevards are very busy. Use caution wherever you are. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
333 Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, brought to you in part by Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some really amazing people, call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama, certification number 99004. Smoke and Otis is on the line at 272-9228.
Hello there. Hello there. My condolences to Rich, first off, man. I hate to hear about all that. Tough when you lose one. But today's like all request Friday, isn't it, Greg?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I would like to maybe get some Morgan Freeman interspersed all afternoon.
Well, you know, I'm totally for that. But we have a Morgan Freeman Valentine Day thing that makes a reference to Kobe Bryant giving his wife a giant diamond.
Skip that one.
So, well, I don't know which one it is.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh. Rolling the dice.
Oh, you got a dumb button.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It works for that, right?
Hang on a second here.
Oof.
You could do gas steak.
Yeah, he's got such words of wisdom.
I got one here that says Valentine's Day is today. I don't think it's on that, so we'll play that one for you.
All right. I appreciate y'all.
Hey, you have a good one.
All right, 272-9228. Kenny from Maxwell.
Hello, Greg. Is Rosie there? I can say happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Kenny. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Like everybody else, sorry to hear about Rich's, well, about Bailey. And I remember having to come home one day and looking at my poodle and giving it some water, and it took its last breath. So that's a very hard thing to go through. Because your pets are your family.
Yep.
So I want to lighten the mood.
All right.
Yesterday, you were saying something about your roll call, and you were going to add some more sound effect buttons.
Yep.
If you can ever find the one with the Three Stooges when they were supposed to be paper hangers, and, of course, they screwed the job up, and then the guy said, are you sure this work is in competent hands? Of course, Curly says, certainly, we're all incompetent. If you can find that...
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
Yeah, I need to hear that more often because that's like the people I work with that are totally incompetent.
There you
go. The other thing is, as I'm being greeted by my two dogs, today is Valentine's Day, so I cannot think of anyone better to show true love on Valentine's Day in the music than Gordon Lightfoot.
Yep.
This is nothing says I love you more than Gordon Lightfoot's thinking Valentine's Day. So.
All right, it's the last day we can play it until after next Christmas.
Woo-hoo! So that would be my request today.
All right, now, I also think the Paul Harvey Bong thing is a Valentine's Day.
I agree.
Yeah. I'll play that too.
Excellent choice.
Because
anyway, you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You too,
thanks,
bud.
Kenny.
All we have for Monday is the president's song. And we don't have an updated version. Not that I mind. If it stops with Bush, that's okay with me. 336. Gulf States Mobility is an amazing company in Wetumpka that the most important tool in their kit is the human spirit to be independent and to do for oneself. And that's what they work with when they take on the challenge that a client is facing with an abrupt loss of mobility. They work with a lot of our wounded heroes coming back from overseas. They work with people who have been in car accidents. And I mean, life can change in an instant. We don't even like to think that it could happen to us. And they hope, and certainly we do too, that it never does to anybody you love. It's just a horrible, horrible thing. But this company goes about the process of choice restoration. That's what they've been doing for years. They not only serve people throughout the river region, but they are of value to people throughout the southeastern United States because their skill set is just that good, that unique. 514-6590 is their number. When you have a moment, please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility with Tomka.
Morgan Freeman here. Today's Valentine's Day. You looking for the perfect romantic destination? Well, then visit us here at the Sweetwater Motel for just $39.99 a night. It's an unforgettable love nest for you and your lucky gal. Get swept away in the romance of our coin-operated vibro bed. And shake your love life to the next level. Enjoy delicious confectionaries from our vending machine on the second floor. Just follow the ants. Enjoy the mystery of figuring out where that hair on your towel came from. Yes, romance is in the air. And so is the stench of B.O. from the perv watching you from the window as you writhe in passion and pain from the bedbugs. The Sweetwater Motel. We'll leave the bullet-riddled bug zapper on for you. I know. You're wondering why Morgan Freeman's doing an ad for a disgusting motel? Because with a voice like this, I can convince you to do anything. That's why I make a load of money.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the river region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back.
This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The search continues for a possible downed plane in Pike Road near Meriwether Road. There was an active search after the FAA reported a distress call from a small plane in the area last night. The search was suspended and resumed this morning by helicopter and on foot. Governor Kay Ivey signed an executive order today to form the study group of gambling policy. The study group will gather detailed information to allow the governor, the legislature, and the citizens to make an informed decision on gaming expansion in Alabama. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chairman of the group. Prattville police are searching for the identity and location of two suspects wanted for a theft. They attempted to steal over $2,000 worth of merchandise from Belk in Prattville Monday. The suspects were last seen driving away in a black Hyundai Sonata. If you have any information on the suspects, call 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're headed to a freeze tonight or a little bit below freezing, but the overnight low temperature right around 30, mostly clear skies. The winds die down. Then for tomorrow, nice recovery after that cold start with a high temperature up to about 61, a dry day. And then mid-60s look good for Sunday with maybe some spotty showers somewhere in the area Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. A little bit better chance of scattered showers on Monday. Monday, we're in the low 70s. I think we'll be in the mid-70s by Tuesday with more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's now the big day of February 14th. I'm in a drugstore searching nervously. They had a bunch of cards, now just two or three. I've run out of time. I search the aisles during my lunchtime. I grab the first pink or red thing that I find. That expired box of chocolates will be fine. I've got no time for my Valentine. Now I am standing in the checkout.
Michael Avenatti found guilty on all counts of trying to extort Nike out of $20 million. Get his ass to jail.
Best news all day.
Yeah.
But you know,
and CNN, possible opponent for Donald Trump in 2020. That was only a couple of years ago. They had him on every 5 minutes. And it was Stormy Daniels, and it was this, and it was that, and they couldn't wait to bring down Trump, and they gave that prick every minute of airtime they could find, and now he's going to jail. I bet they're all over that story, too.
Well, it should show you what happens when CNN promotes you. Oh, you go to jail. So kind of look out for that kind of thing.
Oh, shut up, Doris Good. Get that bitch off my television set!
I thought that was a...
Now! That old bag, that old establishment bag. Yeah, these jobs aren't paid. Yeah, because Bernie's going to get us what? $7 an hour gigs? Get the hell off my television set!
She's gone.
She looks like a man, baby.
I thought so, too.
I thought it was really a dude, old dude with a wig
on. She is nothing more than a hack writer who's got nothing but great love. Probably a major Obama fan, because after all, we all just sucked in the prosperity. Ty.
Yeah, boy, man, I'm sorry you're having such a bad day. I just wanted to call and say thank you to you, Seth Lowe, Rosie, everybody, Blue Water, because without you guys, half of us wouldn't know what the heck was going on in this world. Oh, well, my wife don't let me watch the news because she says like TV can't hear me when I talk to it. But I just want to say thanks again. You do everything, and we love your lame-ass stories, and we need to make a whole day of nothing but lame-ass stories.
Agreed.
Recorded and played back.
Especially on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, speaking of Valentine's Day, how about the John Madden Valentine's?
Oh,
yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. We will do that.
It's either that or you can tell me another lame ass story I can enjoy and smile.
He probably has some Valentine's.
Yeah. How many women did you make cry on Valentine's Day?
Oh, boy. How many did he not get Corvettes? Everyone that didn't get a Corvette probably cried. Yeah. Except for the one that got repainted.
I'm sorry, that's the person that says you're
crying. Red time.
Thanks, Ty.
That was good.
Legal Eagle.
Mm.
Local Hearts.
Oh, look at the time. Well, you forgot to mention that Doris Kearns Goodwin also got nailed for plagiarism.
Who did?
The woman you were talking
about. The old bag on TV?
Doris
Kearns Goodwin, bitch.
Yeah, she got nailed for plagiarism. Yeah, she's famous for writing about presidents, and they found out she was lifting whole passages from other books.
No kidding.
Wow. And why do people still put her on the news?
Why? Well, Joe Biden's running for president. Yeah, he got caught 30 years ago.
There you go.
I expect Michael Avenatti to be interviewed by Brian Stelter on CNN tonight. I'm waiting for that, aren't y'all?
Yeah, there's an old screenshot of that, you know, the guy I think of every time I take a leak. What's his name? Brian Stelter. I feel like I'm looking at him, and he's positioned next to Avenatti in a photo. What is Avenatti's 2020 primary strategy? I guess running for president from prison.
You will recall there were lots of times where, as soon as he got done interviewing with CNN, he'd go to the after party with CNN reporters. You know, so they got all sorts of pictures with him. They loved him, man. They were everything. I don't think he's going to be getting an interview tonight, unless it's from federal prison, you know. So I will, however, give him some soap on a rope.
I wonder if they'll give him as much time for extorting $20 million as they gave to
Roger Stone.
Yeah, the highly unlikable, but still, come on.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I'm no Roger Stone fan, but that sentence recommendation is absolutely ridiculous. It's not really, it's not just. Yeah. I mean, seriously, anyway. Hey, I do have a request.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites, giving my Henderson background. I'd like to hear The Scotsman.
No, you don't.
He's already played it, Chad.
I know he did.
Wow.
Yes, he did.
I heard him play it. I'm kidding.
He's trying to be funny. It didn't work, but he tried.
Worked up a little bit there. I am sorry to hear about Bailey. That's so sad when you lose your dog. I have two dogs. I've had the same. You know, I've come home with my dog passed away. It's awful. It's awful. They're your children. You know, they're not your children's children, but they're your children. You know. I would just like to have some Elvis Anonymous.
Sure, Chad. We haven't played that in a bit, so we're happy to do that for you. And you are a funny guy.
Care.
You
make
a
great Chad. Weekend.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. See y'all.
And he's got a beautiful Valentine at home, Julie. It is, holy crap, 350 already?
It's rolling, baby.
It is. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. I see some new selections in the category under 10,000. A 2016 Hyundai Elantra. Is it beautiful? Look at that machine. $99.90. It's only got 81,000 miles on it. Blue and in pristine condition. That would be an awesome car for a new driver or a second set of wheels for the house. If you want to go a little bit lower, there's a beautiful 2011 Acura TSX 7400. If you want your new driver and something with a little beef on the outside, just in case they make that first mistake, there's a 2011 Chevy Impala. It's in beautiful condition. $6,700, only 110,000 miles on that machine. And if you don't have quite that much, there's a couple of options. Under 5,000.
including a 2004 Volvo V70. Once again, there you got a great vehicle that offers every safety feature on the planet, especially if it's being purchased for a new driver. Stop and see Tip Thames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. They have over 20 financing programs available. So if you're driving a crapmobile because your credit has hurt you, try them. They've gotten a lot of people done, and that's a fast way to rebuild your credit score. Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Across America, George Soros is spending billions to defeat conservative prosecutors and judges. Think Alabama is immune? Think again. 2 years ago, Soros tried to take over the Alabama Supreme Court, but you stopped him. Now Soros is back and taking aim at Judge Beth Kellum on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Why? Because Kellum's tough, and George Soros can't control her. Now, she needs your vote. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals.
I'm Beth Kellum. As a judge, I fight for the Constitution and the law, and it's too bad if Mr. Soros doesn't like it. I'm asking for your vote on March 3rd so that I can continue to fight for what's right, regardless of what George Soros, the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, or anyone else might think.
Stop socialism. Stop Soros. Keep Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. For Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. On Cullendon Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, Chuck Buick finally gave up. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. I went to the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black, your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate, somebody's singed a kitten. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-282. Bong.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic very busy on the boulevard. A lot of congestion all the way around the city, including the Atlanta Highway. Congested from the Eastern Boulevard to Taylor Road. Taylor Road is busy. We got a big slowdown on I-85 southbound all the way through the Mount Meigs cluster out there around Highway 108. An accident East Boulevard right near Reinhardt Toyota should be cleared up. A minor accident, but use caution there. And we had a pretty bad crash at Rifle Range Road and the Wetumpka Highway. Currently on our maps, we're seeing traffic backed up across the River Bridge. Might take you a minute or two to get by that one. Hopefully, they'll get that one out of the way quickly. Use caution wherever you are. We're very busy everywhere this afternoon. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Professionals and Spa, It's Fashion, Sally Beauty, Kano Fashion, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We got a Valentine's Day special for you.
You're talking about $99, of course. White, yellow, rose gold. We're talking about gold hoop earrings.
She can dress them up. She can dress them down. You can't miss this deal.
No guy can miss with this. This is great. You get these hoops. Can't go wrong. Hoops are so pretty. Yes, come see us. We're in the Peptree Shop. They're open every day to Valentine's Day.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.